This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You've got Corey Majors, the famous Alec Medford, as we move into the second hour of the program. I want to remind you of this. Well, first of all, I want to go ahead and get your thoughts. Start pouring them in. Franklin Frankel, injury attorney, text line 877-881-1053. What is your Rangers panic meter on these early ice-cold players? You can give it for the team. We'll break down specific players as we go along. But also, tomorrow night, Draft 101, 4131 North Central Expressway. 4131 North Central Expressway in Dallas. You don't got to sign up. You just got to show up. We're going to have giveaways. There's going to be Whataburger there. And if you just want to get down to the crux of it all, Bobby, Zach, Broadus, and folks from DallasCowboys.com will be there to answer all of your questions about the NFL draft. We'll just be the next week.
Yeah, man.
So tomorrow night. And it's free.
Here's what I suggest you do. And I wouldn't make the Whataburger free, honestly. Here's what I would tell. I would say you need to bring in your mock draft in order to get Whataburger. But the boss is a lot nicer than me, obviously. But I still think bring in your printed out mock draft or drafts and get Broadus and them to sign it. Like, that's an approach that I would do is I'd print out all my mock drafts and say, what do you think? They can grade it right there on site, and they can sign it and give their grades right next to their signatures.
All right. I like that. I was about to say, I bet they like to sign it more than grade it.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Broadus might be like, oh, that's terrible. What are you even doing?
See, that is the thing.
Scataboo in round one. What are
Look,
we doing here?
I'll just tell you this.
We don't need a running back that bad.
Brian Broadus has an immense amount of knowledge, but he's also going to shoot you straight.
He is never going to tell you something that, like, just because you want to have sugar-coated feelings.
Exactly. All right. Hey, speaking of not sugar-coating feelings, let's talk about this Rangers offense so far. Because fair to say it has been subpar? That feels fair.
Yes. 1-0 wins are not optimal. And losses where you feel like you're not even getting on base, let alone string hits together, are the worst. That's the worst feeling for me, Kevin. I've said this all along. I love when you have a guy on first base. Now you're pressuring the pitcher. Because the more runners you have on base, the more you're pressuring the pitcher. And most of the time, those guys fold under that pressure. Most of the time. And if you're not doing that, you're not that team. They also haven't done what, like, they didn't promise us, but they had that feeling of, we feel like we can slug this year. And Kevin, they won yesterday without hitting a home run.
Yeah.
And
this first five innings, they didn't do much of anything.
And this team just, they need to hit home runs. This is a team that has to hit home runs because watch them go up to the plate in the way they swing. They're all swinging for home runs. They're not swinging for line drive base hits right now. You can see it in their swing. So they have to do that, and if they're not doing it, then yes, subpar is what they are at the moment.
Do you know right now they
are still with 10 wins?
They are. Yeah, and that's
weird.
Honestly, that is the positive thing about all of it. Do you know right now the Rangers are on pace to hit 171 home runs? Do you know how many they hit last year? 176.
Okay. So what about the year before?
The year before is like 230 or something like that. Yeah, and so that's the pace you're hoping to keep. And you're only a tenth of the way through the season, a little bit more. But that's how disappointing it's been thus far. And I feel like all of our conversations have to start, at least for me, with Jock Peterson. Jock Peterson has been awful. I believe right now he's in the midst of an 0-for-26 slump. 0-for-26. The longest run of his career is 0-for-29. And that was 6 years ago. And I'm just going to throw this out there. Just a question for everybody. We talked about this when we were at spring training. Is anybody concerned? He's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. But is anyone concerned that he was kind of D-ing around at spring training?
I'd never seen him at another spring training.
Fair.
So I don't. That's one,
fair.
That's the one reason. Maybe he did this his whole career.
Could be.
But I do agree. I mean, how often was Mike furious at Luca for not,
yes.
for not
or people used to be mad at Derek Holland all the time. And I realize it. Like, we like Derek Holland. But it felt like people would get onto him for stuff like this when he wasn't playing well.
I think the biggest concern, this is, Alec, I don't know if you ever, were you a class clown kid?
In high school, yes.
Okay, so I probably was always a class clown kid, and I had a teacher pull me out one day, and this was like almost into college, pulled me aside and said, hey, look, I know you're smart and you can get this stuff without having to pay attention in class, but the rest of the ones, they're the ones I'm worried about. They're seeing you act this way, and so they want to join in it. You're distracting them from it. And so that's where, Kevin, would be my concern is, if I'm concerned about it, not necessarily him, but everybody else seeing it and not putting in the effort and work they need to. That being said, his numbers aren't where they need to be for him to even have that kind of personality for it.
And so here's one of the reasons I bring it up.
But I bet he's kicking himself.
Okay.
You know, I bet he is.
Look, I don't dispute that. I don't think there's anybody on this team that's like, ha-ha, it's awesome that I'm not playing well. Like, I don't think that. Here's my concern about Jock Peterson. I hope it is that he was kind of screwing around at spring training, and it's going to take a little bit longer because the alternative is way scarier for this team, right? Look at the alternative. Go back to 2020. I know it was a shortened season. Jock Peterson was not good. Go back to 2021. Jock Peterson was not good. Go back to 2022. He was fine. 2023, I guess he was fine, probably below fine. And then last year, he was good. That's great that he got a contract off of last year. And I appreciate that. But when you look at all the seasons before that, are you like, hey, did we pay for 2019 and 2024 Jock Peterson? Because that's kind of confusing.
I'm still curious about when the signing happened, how much they envisioned Evan Carter playing versus how much Jock Peterson might be a bit role in this, rather than, hey, we're going to rely on him more.
Yeah.
Like, would him playing allow Kevin Pillar, like if Evan Carter's hitting left-handers better, can Pillar be a DH instead? Or, you know, what the options would be there? And that kind of screwed that up. Maybe they envisioned the whole time. They were like, no, we know that Evan Carter's not going to be ready for the season, so we need to find a piece to go ahead and do that. But I think they envisioned a lot more from him. And that combination of those two on either side of the plate, him and Berger, just has not welcomed itself the way we wanted to.
Now, who do you think is the player that people most want to discuss in this segment?
Bad.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Evan Carter,
Marcus Simeon.
Marcus Simeon. Oh yeah,
you could see that, right?
No, yeah.
Oh look, if we're just being honest.
Yeah.
Okay, so Marcus Simeon
still be hurt
this month. Ooh, I want to get back to that in just a second. Marcus Simeon this month, and this is one of the craziest stats you'll hear about the Rangers all week. He is 5 for 41 this month.
It's a long month, dude.
That raised his batting average.
Oh, really? From the first month?
Yes, from the first month when he hit a robust 105. This month he's hitting 122.
Yeah, he's... Oh, I think he's what... Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
And people are concerned because they're like, has he been productive since going all the way back to the postseason run of 2023? And even then, that had a couple of ebbs and flows in it, obviously, as well. Last year was a down year. You look at the Marcus Simeon back and forth season... We were really hoping that this would be a tremendous season, and it still could be. But my goodness, especially for your leadoff man, mm-hmm. he has started this season horrifically poor on offense.
Yeah, you go back. I mean, his home run numbers are kind of in the area the last 3 years, 26, 29, 23. He did have more runners on in the World Series year so that he was able to produce the 100 RBI from the number one slot. But the fact that his... batting average has dipped from 276 to 237 to it looks like 117 at the moment on baseball reference. That's probably a day behind. That's a huge number. That's 100 points right there.
Yeah.
Just gone. And even last year, you saw that number fell down. And if it's your leadoff hitter, that affects the entire first inning. It affects the entire game. And then when you come back around, you're like, okay, he's seen him once. Now that he's seen him once, we should be able to get a runner on. Seager should be able to drive him in. That's the expectation. And with his speed, we've seen him score from second. We've seen him score from first. We know him being on base is important, but it's not happening enough for us.
And then, so this question comes up. I think this is a fair question. From the 214, why did y'all think Berger and Jock would be awesome? The Rangers got them because no one wanted them. I don't necessarily agree with that nobody wanted them. But they did get them because the market was not as robust for them. The reason why I thought those two in particular were going to be good, and there's still plenty of time for them to be good.
But oh, yeah.
The reason why I thought they were going to be good is because one of the things that they excelled at was something that this team did not have in bunches last year, and that was the ability to hit the fastball. And that is something that, like, you wouldn't think most teams would struggle with. You'd be more likely to struggle with offseason at this point in baseball history, but off speed, but they really do well against the fastball. And so the fact that their offense has been non-existent to start the year, I think that's really disappointing because I thought they were going to help kind of like fortify a weakness in the Rangers offense.
The when with Simeon, and I don't know if it is the same with Jock, but Bobby was pointing out the other day that the bat speed number is dropping. And, you know, that was kind of the conversation when Michael Young was still here. And right around the time he retired was you could see the hands weren't there. And Michael Young even, like, he knew, like, yeah. My hands aren't exactly what they are. And once you lose your hands, they've always said that. Once you lose your hands, your career's kind of going.
Sure.
Because being able to catch up to pitches, that the anticipation, you have to anticipate more, being able to catch up to things, that's where it is. And I don't know if that's necessarily the case with Jock or if he's just not seeing it. But, man, he's swinging through stuff that, and he doesn't look like, in a lot of instances, there are counts that I'm like, okay, I expect this out of it. And he doesn't look like he's seeing it the same way. And somebody asked yesterday, they were like, hey, man, is this spillover from, what about the batting coach? It's a different guy. This is a different batting coach now. So, like, that's, I don't know exactly what to say there other than maybe the approach needs to be altered a little bit.
Yeah, look, there have been...
They're swinging away, though.
There's been some problems, and maybe there's... if there's other players that y'all want to get into the specifics of, because pretty much everybody has had a slower start than you would hope.
Except for Heim.
Yeah, except for Jonah Heim and Kevin Pillar, maybe. Those, and Josh Jung. But again, I guess not. You know what? Never mind.
Wyatt looked pretty good.
Not except Josh Jung. Also Josh Jung and also Wyatt Langford, just because they're not out there. Or I know Jung is back, but they've missed time. So that still kind of factors into the equation. You could make an argument that Heim and Pillar are the two that have like played as well or overachieved thus far. I go back to this time and again, and we did talk about, somebody brought up, hey, Marcus Semien got off to a rough start in 2022. Then he had a 5.7 WAR, I think. We did bring that up yesterday as hope for it can easily still turn around, because it's only been 17 games. You still have time to turn around. You're still in first place in your division. But I am curious if real discussions will happen about Marcus Semien moving off of the leadoff.
I don't know.
It's not going to happen for at least another couple weeks, we think, right? Probably like not until the end of the month.
And
even then, that's like at minimum.
Yeah, and I don't know too, Kevin, like you're winning. You've won. You're right there at the top of your division.
No, you're right.
What do I need to change? Other than you just need to be critical of yourself in order to make sure that you're not blind to what's actually going on.
Yeah.
That's the whole key there.
Look, if they're not blind to what's going on, they realize the potential is there for need to change. Not the need to change yet. And we go back to Chris Jung with the G-Bag Nation on Monday. You can hear him every Monday on the G-Bag Nation. They were asked about lineup changes, and he said there are no lineup changes imminent. And that's why I go back to, it'll be at least, I would assume, until the beginning of May. And I know that Marcus Semien is the flashpoint that people want to move. I'm not saying it shouldn't happen. I'm just saying it's not going to happen, I think, for at least another couple weeks. And Boach is in a tough position internally, I'm sure. Because that's the guy who is your leadoff for the World Series champions.
If you make a move like that, it's drastic.
Yes.
And the whole roster sees it. Everybody sees, they walk in, they look up, and Semien's not one. Hold on, he must have a day off, and that's not normal.
Yeah.
And they look down, they don't see him until, I don't know, 7. And they're like, whoa, Boach, is he panicking? Boachy doesn't want to give off any impression that he's panicked at all. I'm going to give you every opportunity I can to ensure that I tapped you out, that there's nothing left. But because there could be a moment where you do come back, and I want that. They just need to have the Steve Sachs model, though, Kevin. Swing hard in case you hit it. And that's the way that it looks right now.
Hey, got him on The Simpsons, didn't it?
Exactly.
Or the Bart Simpson show, as Mike would say. One thing we do need to correct. Somebody goes, hey, what about Josh Smith? Fair. Josh Smith is also done well offensively. Did not want to leave him off the list.
You just keep especially, doing Josh Smith things.
Especially because the list is not that long. If we would have listed like 10 players, we'd be like, oh, I can't get them all. We listed 2. So like, we really should get Josh Smith on the list. And hey, that can be 3.
I'll take it.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsteaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those 3 listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.